This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube. Performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Brady.
All right, hour number two, coming at you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by Second Call Defense.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense. When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
If you have a gun in your house, if you have a gun, if you carry a gun in your car, if you carry a gun on your person, if you're one of the 14.5 million people who do that, or if you live in one of the, 10, 11 states that allow you to carry a gun without having any sort of permit whatsoever, you need to be a member of Second Call Defense. Senator Tim Kaine, Democrat, Virginia, Hillary Clinton's choice for vice president, has had to do a 180-degree turn on trade and had to push back on allegations that he was switching his position on taxpayer-funded abortion. Kaine is supposedly a diehard Catholic. He claims that his position on the Hyde Amendment hasn't changed. That's fine. But he's also made similar promises on gun control, which it was explicitly obvious that the man blows with the political wind. As expected, sure, but still worth noting, especially if you're in the pro-life camp. And that included the 30% of Democrats who describe themselves as such. The Washington Post has documented the waffling path that Kaine has taken on the Second Amendment issues, from promising not to enact new gun laws to pushing new gun laws. To saying he's a strong Second Amendment supporter, to voting for a slate of pro-gun control bills as a U.S. senator. Mr. Kaine, like most Democrats, has a complicated relationship with his fundamental human right. When he entered politics in Richmond in 1994, first as a city council member and then as a mayor, the city was in the throes of a crack cocaine epidemic and had the second highest homicide rate in the country. His support for gun control was popular. The next year, when Kaine was running for lieutenant governor, he needed to convince rural Virginia voters that he wasn't too liberal. He rebranded himself as an outdoorsman who supports the Second Amendment and appreciates gun use for sport. In 2005, when he ran for governor, his website simply declared, "Tim Kaine strongly supports the Second Amendment. As the next governor of Virginia, he will not propose any new gun laws." Do you get that? That's, you know, as your governor, to show how pro-Second Amendment I am, I'm not going to propose any new gun laws. See? I'm just like Ben Franklin. In the aftermath of the carnage of Virginia Tech, a Washington Post poll found that 58% of Virginians favored stronger gun control. And Kaine walked away from the pledge he had made as a candidate. He pushed unsuccessfully for a new state law that would require background checks on sales at gun shows, which they already exist. The bill drew fierce opposition from the NRA, which argued that the restriction would not have stopped the massacre at Virginia Tech because the shooter had bought his two semi-automatic handguns from licensed dealers. The bill died in committee. Well, the reason it died in committee probably was because the same reason they all die in committee, because they come up and say, "Let's do this," and everybody says, "But that has nothing to do with just what just happened." Being asked in the chat room how much weight I have lost, and what am I doing to lose it? I've got time to finish this up. I have lost at this moment 58 pounds, and I've been on a very high protein diet, and I bike 15 miles a day, and that's about it as far as what I'm doing to lose weight. I am currently plateaued. I want to get into the 220s, the high 210s perhaps, and I've still got about 20 some odd pounds to go to get to that goal. And then when I get to that goal, all I got to do is figure out how to keep it off. But the thing that I do like about this, and I mean, I've already seen it because Raven and I have been out to the range a couple of times, and it's much easier for me to move now. It's much easier for me to move around on the range. And thankfully, he hasn't put me through anything too stringent yet. But I mean, before this, I mean, it was disastrous, me being on the range. As long as I could just stand there, I was good to go. But it was almost like I was an invalid. So I'm no longer obese, but thanks for noticing. I appreciate that. That not being obese part is very nice, let me tell you. It's a lot easier to get up off the couch. Washington Post added that Kane, with Obama at the top of the ticket, was able to ride through to victory thanks to the urban areas. He then became a surefire vote for any gun control legislation. Now, some could point to Kane's good work as governor to address mental health issues post-Virginia Tech. Yet, like Pantsuit, Kane seems to be drift for what he really thinks when the polling looks more favorable. No wonder he and Pantsuit are such a good pair. It's, you know, I don't know why she picked him. 15 miles a day must go. Not 18 miles. I could do 18 miles, but I hold it at 15. And it started out being like 2.5. But, you know, if you do it every day, you will build up. And it does help. I put a video out about the way I carry a gun when I bike. And the one thing that I would say to people my age, if you're having issues with weight, if you're having issues with blood pressure, if you're having issues with anything, go buy a bike. It's a low-impact exercise. It doesn't. My knees are shot right now. While you can't see it, but I have a laser therapy apparatus on my left knee. And it's not because of the biking. I have to do that every night anyway. Now, I don't, you know, and it does work. It helps. But the biking is great. And the thing about the biking that I like the most is that it reminds me of being a kid. I have discovered that I like to go fast again. My bike, and I'm sure anywhere you go, you can find something like this. Somewhere in every town, there's going to be a guy who repurposes bikes, who takes old bikes, and he knows how to clean them up, and he knows how to make them, to put the right components on them to where they run. So, I mean, I don't even have a big investment. I know guys that ride bikes that are like, cost as much as my car. And I've got a relatively new car now. So, you don't need that necessarily, but you need, you know, we need to get in motion and stay in motion, because a body that is in motion stays in motion. And a body, when you stop moving around, especially, you know, when you get into the 50s and everything, that doesn't mean we've lost our viability. It just means we have to work a little harder at it. So I highly recommend biking to anybody. I'm not. You know, there's a couple of other things that I've incorporated into the biking that I said I would never do, that I found out, never say never. Some of the things I've had to put in there that I didn't want to do. But then, you know, besides that, it's quite enjoyable. It's very easy. It's almost like it's like meditation when you're spinning out there. Good stuff. And when you get done, you can get out on the range and be quite dangerous. That's my buddy Raven. He will tell you. We will be right back. What are we going to talk about when we get back? Trump. We're going to talk about Trump. This is Lock and Load. Mm-hmm.
you call a gun shop that's sought out and listens to the calls from the tactical community. A shop that looks like a tactical operator's boutique. The only name that makes sense is Reactive Gunworks. Reactive Gunworks specializes in making the hard get more easily obtained.
No more waiting for the build or availability.
Reactive Gunworks seeks out the latest and the best with a discerning taste.
Go to ReactiveGunworks.com.
The weapons you want without any delays.
In a time as life situation, do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. The Direct Action Response Kit has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved one to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to DarkAngelMedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
View ProMax filter technology from ProPure removes over 200 contaminants from your drinking water, including the stuff you don't taste, smell, or see, like PFOA. ProMax is independent lab tested to NSF standards. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com. Ask about our free shipping special on ProMax. Don't drink just any water. Drink ProPurified water.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-954-9674. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-954-9674. That's 1-800-954-9674. 1-800-954-9674.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by Second Call Defense.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense.
Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now you are ready.
If you carry a gun in any way or fashion, if you have a gun in the house for self-defense, you need to be a member of Second Call Defense. Now, I know I said I was going to talk about Trump, but let's talk about one other thing prior to this, just because off the chat room. Let's talk about what it takes to be what we talk about doing, okay? What it takes to maybe be considered like a Minuteman, if you will, physically, okay? In the military, we used to do what was referred to as physical training, PT. Of course, it didn't hurt that all of us were kids. I mean, I joined at 23 and I was an old man compared to most of those people there. But I was a kid. Now, when you get a little older, it becomes a little more of a challenge. However, you know, let me tell you some things I have discovered along the way. There's been many times when I have gotten out there, and I mean, I was a power lifter in the military, then I got out of the military and I quit doing just about everything for a little bit. Then I got back into lifting again, and then I just sort of quit doing it again. And then, you know, off and on, off and on. As you age, of course, things get more difficult. The coming back part of it, the getting started part of it, the sore part of it. But there are a few fundamentals that remain the same no matter what your age. Number one, muscles need protein. And this doesn't matter what size you are. Now, if you are looking to lose weight, you're going to want to do something heavily into the cardiovascular. Do not run. I don't care if you've got all of your cartilage that you were born with and you're in your 70s, don't run. Running is okay, but it is very damaging. It is thud, 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 thud. I never understood how Jim Fix could write two books about running. I would have thought the first book, the first two pages would have taken it. You know, left, right, left foot, 1-2, 1-2. You know, how did it go? Don't run. Cardiovascular is going to be about something steady that gets your heart rate elevated. That's why I turned to the bike. With the bike, even when I was at my worst in Heart Life Rehab, I could pedal a bike. And I could get my heart up to the rate I needed it to go, which I was trying to get it up to about 120 beats. For us, as weapons manipulators, there's going to be some other things that come into play, though. Hand-eye coordination is going to be a big thing. Now, for eyesight, as far as acquiring those sights, you know, I have an RMR on the gun that I would take into combat now. Now, that's a pretty expensive proposition because by the time you buy the RMR and if you get the cut made in the gun, you're probably looking at close to $900. Or you could go $150 and get some of the highest, I mean, get some night sights that glow in the daylight. Get them big and obnoxious to where you can pick them up. Because that will come in handy. Eyesight is something that goes. With your rifle, of course, there is all manner of optics now that go on rifles. Lucid makes a very good optic that will go on a rifle. And one of the things that I'm going to get away from, I'm not going to be running red dots anymore. I'm going to get a 1-6 telescopic scope. And that's what I'm going to run on my rifles, simply because the red dot dances in my eyesight. But that crosshair, I can see that. And 1 means I'll be good to go up close, and 6 means I can see something a little further away, which I can't do now. And those are a little cheaper. Lucid makes one for $350, a beautiful 1-6 they just came out with. But for your physical fitness part of it, I would look at, you know, push-ups are fine. You don't have to be able to bench press 500 pounds. Pushing up will give you enough upper body strength to do what you got to do. Riding a bike will give you enough cardiovascular. And then once you break through to a certain degree, when you are finally able to get out there and go to the range and start moving around, then all of that rust will start to fall. I'm never going to be 23 years old again. But I don't have to be 23 years old again, because along with my age, the age of my body that has come along, what has come with it has been knowledge. Knowledge and a certain caginess that I think is born into all of us, and a certain amount of patience. Older guys, I mean, I know of guys in the military in their 50s and in their 60s that run around that are just as dangerous as anybody in their 20s. But they're not as fast. But fast does not always mean lethal. Lethal is going to be about how you set it up. And it's all going to be between your ears at the end of the day. That's where the weapon has always been. Your legs, your arms, your torso, that's all just something to get your weapon into play. But the weapon is between your ears. So if you're out there saying, I'm this old and this doesn't work and that doesn't work, I say to you that there are ways around that. But you have to want to do them. And that was part of my problem. I didn't want to do them, and I had to make myself. I only picked biking in May. After, the NRA meetup was great. It was glorious. It was the most painful thing I've ever done. It was a gigantic building. Everything was a gigantic walk. It just about killed me, and that's when I picked up the bike. Now I can go to the NRA meetup and just whistle while I work the whole time. From May to August, I have made that much improvement. And I'm not nothing special. If I can do it, anybody can do it. I just wanted to do it. That's the first thing you got to get, is you got to get the desire to do it. And then it's quite easy to make it happen. After all, I mean, you know, I'm just adding years to my life. Quit smoking. Don't smoke anymore. Don't really drink. Eating better. What's not to like? And hopefully for most of you, you don't have the chest scar to go with it. That was my motivation. Don't wait on the motivation. Don't wait on that for motivation. That's bad motivation. I don't like it at all. Anyway. Just my two cents. There's nothing that I have done that nobody else, everybody else there can do what I have done. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Looking for an edge, eliminating the false, creating a fusion between man and weapon. This is S3F Solutions. S3F ignores the naysayers, stepping out of the box and reimagining weapons modification with an approach that is altogether different. Paying special attention to the components that shake the shot, S3F smooths the space between each pull of the trigger, equaling more rounds downrange in less time. S3FSolutions.com. In an imperfect world, accuracy matters.
Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. The slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one
someone suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IBC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
If you're considering going back to school, ask yourself the following questions. Do you need the flexibility to take classes on your schedule? Do you have college credits you need transferred? Do you want to earn a quality degree from a world-renowned university? If you answered yes to any of these questions, Arizona State University is the perfect school for you. Arizona State University offers over 100 highly ranked degree programs 100% online. You'll earn the same degree as you would on campus, from wherever you are, on your schedule. Plus, ASU Online accepts most transfer credits. For information, call 1-800-933-1430. Learn for yourself why the Wall Street Journal ranks ASU fifth in the nation for producing the best qualified graduates, and why 90% of ASU grads are recruited within 90 days of graduation. Learn to grow, learn to succeed, and learn to thrive at Arizona State University. To learn more about ASU online degrees, call 1-800-933-1430. That's 1-800-933-1430.
Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in USA studio. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by Second Call Defense.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
If you have a gun, if you carry it in your car, if you carry it on your person, if you have it in your house, if you have a concealed carry permit, if you live in a state where you don't have to have a permit, if you have all of this, and if you're doing all of this in order to defend yourself if the need arises, then you should be a member of Second Call Defense. Starting next week, the presenter of this show. One thing that's going to be good that's going to come out of this election cycle is the death of the fake outrage gambit, which has been deployed over and over again against GOP candidates by Democrats and their media gimp platoon. Mitt Romney, remember when he was bound in knots over binders full of women? In the meantime, Donald Trump plows blissfully ahead. Looking for pantsuit, looking to humiliate pantsuit. Doesn't care about being divisive. I got to tell you, I like that part of him. And, you know, he's polling ahead. No matter what you may have read, well, the GOP may be trying to figure out how to replace Trump. He's in the lead. He's immune to the Weasley whining and wailing of the shamelessly distorted statements that purport to show how he's racist, sexist, Islamophobic, homophobic, climate phobic, and just plain mean. Now, for a traditional conservative, of course, there's not much to like about Trump or to even love about Trump. But there's two things to love, though. The first is that he's not Hillary Clinton. That's a very important thing. That's a very important designator, because being Hillary Clinton means that she's going to stack the Supreme Court. She doesn't agree with Heller. We know this. And she wants to roll that back. So he's not Hillary Clinton. He's not Pantsuit who has saying she wants to do that. The second is he doesn't care what the liberals say. Pantsuit's hero was Saul Alinsky. And he recommended hoisting leftist opponents on their own petards by making them live up to their own moral standards. And that's what they do, trying to exploit our decency and morality to gain an edge. But this time they've been fooled, because a guy got nominated who doesn't have that normal decency and morality. This guy's a hybrid. We see their hypocrisy and we reject it. The party of Jane Fonda shouts baby killer at our returning vets, but for 4 days every year, 4 years, it carts out some compliant loser general, one of the statistically outlying liberal vets, or someone who is vet affiliated, and tries to pretend that their scuzzy party doesn't hold all of us who served in uniform in utter contempt. And when we push back on these people who volunteered to inject themselves into the political process to smear us, the Democrats pretend to react in horror. You know, how dare you attack a vet? Give me a break. I'm a vet. Can I get in on the sweet, sweet unaccountability too? See, this is what we are supposed to do. We are morally required to sheepishly accept any unprovoked abuse that is heaped upon us without response or complaint, no matter how unfair or transparently false, because I'm a vet. I might have been in a war. Isn't that how that's supposed to work? Wait, I don't back a pinko liberal fascist who treats the Bill of Rights like Charmin, so my vethood is irrelevant. So please, please, by all means, continue trashing the families of the guys who Hillary got killed in Benghazi and then lied to beside their caskets. And do you think anyone outside of our little circle of political junkies cares one iota that Trump said something nasty regarding the Hillary partisans who tried to leverage their gold star status? Whatever that is. Is that new? I keep hearing about this gold star status. I used to get a gold star whenever I got to school on time when I was 5 years old. Yeah, I got it every day. Had the attendance board. Gold star. The problem is that Trump responds to these attacks against people that he's not supposed to respond to, like the cons. To the extent anyone was even paying attention to this nonsense, the latest in the never-ending series of, hey, maybe we got Trump this time, gotchas, most people are probably wondering why the family was dissing Trump to help the woman who voted for the war, for which their son gave his life. Now, criticize a Hillary suckling general who is sending flirtatious emails while filing to achieve victory? Nobody cares about that. No one believes Trump hates our troops. Hell, they're asking themselves why the Obama-Clinton cartel can't seem to beat the JV team. No one outside our insular political world cares anymore about this transparent baloney. No one normal cares anymore if you gin up some bogus gaffe to help you lie about Republicans. And it's driving the Democrats nutty. That part of it is driving the Democrats nutty. They want us to be ashamed and disheartened. Instead, except for the usual suspects, it's repudiate Trump. How about you libs repudiate this? The thing, you know, I'm not voting for Trump because I think he's going to be my pal. I'm voting for him not to be pantsuit. I'm going to vote for the imperfect vessel instead of the overflowing chamber pot. I don't care if Trump is mean. I kind of like that. I kind of like it. I got to tell you, I kind of like that he is mean. I don't care if he scandalizes the tender sensitivities of the fey and the faint-hearted. I really like that part of it. I don't care if he sacrifices golden retriever puppies to bawl by moonlight on an altar on the rooftop of his tacky Manhattan high-rise. I don't care if Trump's a bad person because I know that Pantsuit is a worse person and that she would be unrestrained in power and pose a significant chance of plunging this country into violence. Compared to what that malignant Chavez wannabe has in mind, electing the jerk seems the best way to avoid the kind of civil conflict that would give the fussy Trump foes something to really cry about. And if you think this makes me despicable, or I lack honor, or whatever else you want to offer to try to shame me and to smooth me away for Hillary's coronation, I've got something that you can repudiate. The problem with Republicans is that for too long, our elite cared what liberals said. Oh no, they called us sexist, they called us racist. It's like, at some level, they wonder, can it be true? Could Romney actually have been the moral equivalent of David Duke? I mean, Democrats certainly wouldn't imply that with absolutely no basis in fact, would they? But not Trump, and not his voters. They see the lies and give precisely zero dams. Even Romney would not go bare knuckle with that lying sack of a president of ours. So it's kind of refreshing that Trump is out there slapping people in right upside the head. Let Hillary spend the money. Don't worry about it. Vote for the mean. In this particular case, we need mean. And we'll be right back.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
From the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by Second Call Defense.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
Use my name, any combination of my name, the show's name, my show and the name, whatever. That will get you the first month off. Have you guys heard about the strange, I would say sad, except we all make our own decisions, and she made her own. I'm talking about Corinne Gaines, the Randallstown, Maryland mother, who was shot in a police standoff. Corinne Gaines was, she liked to practice what is referred to as being a sovereign citizen. Sort of like Lavoie Finicum. And the problem with being a sovereign citizen, as far as I'm concerned, and I may be completely off on this one, but this is what I think, okay? With a sovereign citizen, that only works if you go somewhere where there is no government. If you exist somewhere where there is government, you're not a sovereign citizen. If you're driving on a road, a paved road, you're not a sovereign citizen. If you're in a car, if you have a job in a community somewhere, you're not a sovereign citizen. There's lots of people that want to live off the grid and everything, and even they, to a certain degree, are not sovereign citizens. I think you'd have to go somewhere where there is no government, which, where is that on this planet now as a days of? When you are out there purporting to be a sovereign citizen, and you're in a, you know, a community like Randallstown, Maryland, and which is, I think, just out in Baltimore, just outside of Baltimore, and the police from that area come up, well, guess what? You are subject to their jurisdiction. I saw video of her being pulled over. She didn't have a tag. She had written a statement. She said that the state took her tag, and she had written a statement about how she didn't need a tag because she was a sovereign citizen. She framed that and put that on the back of her car. Of course, she got pulled over. And they towed her car. They pulled her and her children out of the car. She's telling sovereign citizen Corinne Gaines, is telling her five-year-old, that if they try to pull him out of the car, he had better fight him. She's telling her 5-year-old son, better be fighting him. Corrine Gaines was shot after a nearly 7-hour standoff that saw her take her own same 5-year-old son hostage and use him as a human shield against police officers as she repeatedly pointed a shotgun towards police. She also had that same 5-year-old young man go out of where she was holed up with a camera to video the cops at the entrance of her apartment. She had a pump shotgun, and she pointed it at the police one time too many. That caused an exchange of gunfire that saw her killed and her son was wounded. Warrant service officers were dispatched to Carriage Hill Apartments in Randallstown Monday at 9:20 a.m. to serve warrants on Gaines and her live-in boyfriend, Corrine Kian Courtney. Courtney's warrant was for domestic violence against Gaines. Gaines had numerous warrants, including resisting arrest, disorderly conduct, and numerous traffic infractions for a traffic stop in March that she recorded, the one I was talking about. She did not have a license plate on her vehicle, just a piece of cardboard which read, any government official who compromises this pursuit to happiness and right to travel will be held criminally responsible and fined, as this is a natural right and freedom. She had adopted the political rhetoric and penchant for law-breaking of sovereign citizens, sort of like the domestic terrorists who carried out the Dallas Police Black Lives Matter ambush. Of course, the police were not very impressed by all this. She escalated that traffic stop to an absurd degree, telling officers they were going to have to murder her and carry her out in a body bag. Then she refused to show up for the court date for that, and that prompted the warrant for her arrest. Now, she knew that there would be warrants issued both for her failure to appear on multiple charges and for the domestic violence charge against Courtney, and she seemed to have made up her mind on how to respond more than a week ago, because on Instagram, she put a post up of her loading a shotgun, thanking her father for teaching her how to protect herself and who to protect herself from. She made it obvious that she's referring to police when she notes that she purchased her pistol grip pump action 12-gauge shotgun. She named Big Girl before they threw me charge, arrested her, and she became a prohibited person. Gaines further noted that she bought her shotgun as protection against another black person. I'm not going to tell you what she said about that, but it's impossible to tell if she meant a specific individual. Maybe her violent live-in boyfriend, Courtney, perhaps, or the generalized threat of black-on-black crime. She concluded by alluding to a bigger problem, and then she suggests she intends to fight them. She said, let's dance. I got some rhythm. So, then the police showed up. When they arrived, they finally made entry after obtaining an apartment key from the landlord. They didn't even breach. And they encountered Gaines holding her 5-year-old son and pointing a shotgun at them. Mr. Courtney grabbed the 1-year-old child he had with Gaines. The 5-year-old was from a previous relationship and ran out of the apartment. The cops did not shoot him on the way out. These guys used remarkable restraint. They used remarkable restraint in the traffic stop. And he had a 10-minute conversation with his girlfriend before the police opened the door and he fled. He was later released that same day on his own recognizance. So between the beginning of the standoff at 9:20 a.m. and then concluding with a shootout at nearly 4 p.m., Gaines barricaded herself in the back of the apartment and pointed her shotgun at officers repeatedly. Gaines even sent the child out of her barricaded position to film video of a tactical officer who was watching their position from a doorway with his muzzle down. According to authorities, at approximately 4 p.m., she threatened to murder officers if they did not leave, and she raised her shotgun against them. At this point, an officer fired and missed. Gaines responded by firing a shot, re-racking the shotgun slide, and firing again, and then the officers returned fire in mass, killing her. Her 5-year-old was wounded in the arm in the exchange of gunfire. He was listed in good condition. Corinne Gaines decided well in advance of Monday that she was going to use lethal force against police officers. So someone so intent on causing harm that they're willing to put their own child at risk, you're not going to reason with them. Corinne Gaines wanted to engage police in a lethal firefight, and she got her wish. Now, this whole sovereign citizen thing, and I hope I'm not making anybody mad. I took an oath to the Constitution of this country. I love this country. I love the people of this country. Being a part of America is cool to me. And having people that want to be a sovereign citizen who, in one moment, they want to say, well, you know, I'm not subject to your laws. And then if somebody breaks into their house, they're calling the cops crying, please come help me, please, please. You know, you can't have it both ways. You can't have it both ways. So, and Corinne Gaines did not know that. She's out there driving on the streets of a community, buying things like shotguns in the community, knowing that she can't buy, you know, won't be able to buy the shotgun if she get charged. And, you know, okay. She decided to fight against somebody that could fight back, and she lost. Sooner or later, we will all have to make that choice. Coming up next, we're going to have Mike Parks from Agency Arms. We're going to talk about Obama's latest executive order as it pertains to customizing your gun. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready. 27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires, and there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to ammunitiondepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.